This is Dave Glowatz. Welcome to another in my series of interviews with Ben Jarofsky, who writes on politics and government for the Chicago Reader and who's here with me today. What up, Brother Ben?
Nothing is up except for the show.
Nothing is up. Today we're talking about your column that appeared in the Reader on September 8th, 2011. The print version has the rather lengthy title, Mayor Emanuel May Be Breaking Budget Promises, But At Least He's Not Mayor What's-His-Name. And the online version is titled Mayor Emanuel's Budget Show. This article talks about Mayor Rahm Emanuel's approach to the city budget as evidenced by recent public pronouncements and recent public budget hearings, which we'll talk about. One of the things I want to zero in on is just a sort of a detail talking about what else? Tax increment financing.
Ah, my favorite topic.
The method by which the city essentially skims property taxes and uses it to fund development in districts delineated for that purpose. And you compare the Englewood tax increment financing district to the LaSalle Central TIF district, which is downtown, to illustrate how poor communities, as you say, get the shaft from tax increment financing. And you report that the Englewood district recently had an annual collection of about $5 million, whereas the downtown district collected around $20 million. Why is that getting the shaft? From my perspective, a poorer neighborhood has lower property values, so it would naturally collect less in tax increment.
You're absolutely correct. You've just stated the reason, the flaw in the formula. And so why it means getting the shaft is, as you recall, TIFs are intended for blighted communities. And the way the TIF program is set up, the flaw inherent in the TIF is that the wealthier the community, the more money it's going to get from property taxes. So if we had a program that was carefully guarded to dedicate the money only for those poor communities that would receive it, communities like the business district would not be eligible for TIFs. But because of the giant loophole in the TIF law, all communities in Chicago are pretty much eligible for TIFs. So by virtue of this flaw, poor communities get the shaft. And I mean by that, I mean a program that's intended for poor communities largely helps wealthy ones.
Both communities, a downtown community, which has high property values, and a poorer community, which has low property values, both get their property taxes skimmed to contribute to the TIF pot.
It's not that property tax dollars from anyone. This is another point that I really try to hammer home to people. It's not that people in a TIF district have their property tax skimmed. Everybody has their property tax effectively skimmed by the TIF program. We all pay more in taxes to compensate for the TIF dollars that are siphoned off into the slush funds, as I like to call them. So we all pay more money in property taxes to fill up the TIF fund.
The point that you've made in the past, I want to expand on it for our listeners, is that because the increment in the downtown district is so large, that's money that's not going into the tax coffers of the city of Chicago, of Cook County,
et cetera.
Chicago Public Schools. Yeah. And so all taxes must rise because of that. Where I was just pointing out the increment that is getting skimmed to go into the budget for that district. There's two different things.
The point I was making when I talked about a poor neighborhood getting the shaft as opposed to a wealthy neighborhood is if you allow TIFs to be distributed to all communities, regardless of wealth, then a program that's intended to help poor communities largely benefits wealthy ones. So that to me is the first flaw, or one of the first flaws, that must be corrected if you truly want to reform this program, save taxpayers' money, and get money back to the schools and the parks. My point is that, of course, Mayor Emanuel wants nothing to do with that reform because he wants as much money as he can possibly get to flow into the TIF coffers because he controls that money. Money is power. TIFs represent really the only source of discretionary funds that the mayor has, unless there's even a greater secret fund that I don't know about that he's got buried in the vault somewhere. So along those lines, it's very important for Mayor Emanuel to keep the program as it is. And this TIF task force that he set up largely gave him a cover under the pretense of reforming the program, when in fact they weren't doing that at all. He gets to continue the program, flaws and all, at the great expense to the taxpayers and at a great expense to poor communities like Englewood.
Let's stick with this for a minute. We know that Chicago Congressman Mike Quigley, as a Cook County commissioner, before he became congressman. We know him for his criticism and analysis of tax increment financing during the tenure of Mayor Daley.
Right.
In your article, why do you say he's joined the chorus of those praising Mayor Emanuel's approach to tax increment financing?
Well, I was very disappointed with Congressman Quigley. And Mike, if you're listening, shame, shame on you. You know better than this. You're playing the game. Shortly after Emanuel had his press conference, almost as though they were so closely timed, I thought they probably were aligned, Quigley sent out a press release hailing Emanuel for his reforms. As you recall, Quigley serves the district that Emanuel used to serve, and they're allies. And Quigley claims that shortly after Emanuel decided he was going to run for mayor, he, Emanuel, called up Quigley for a primer or primer, whatever you pronounce it.
The basics.
The basics on TIFs. So Quigley gave it to him. Congressman Quigley knows as well as anybody all the flaws in the program, and he chose, for whatever reasons, to pretend as though Mayor Emanuel is addressing the flaws. So I was disappointed in Mike. But, you know, it's one thing to be a columnist for the Chicago Reader and rage against the powers that be, and it's another thing to be an elected official, and you have to play along with these guys. So my word of advice to all listeners in radio land or podcast land
is, don't run for office.
Well, don't run for, don't believe anything a public official tells you.
Speaking of things public officials tell you, you attended the mayor's budget, the first budget hearing that the mayor had at Kennedy King College.
A wonderful event it was, Dave.
And yes. I attended the second one at Malcolm X.
Lucky you.
I want to talk about the format of these meetings. And I want to talk about the format under Mayor Daley versus the format under Rahm Emanuel, which you characterize as Last Supper versus Oprah.
Right.
At the Mayor Daley's budget hearings, he would sit in the middle of a long table, and then anybody could queue up to a microphone.
Well, you signed up, and you did an order, but anybody could. Yeah, right.
And you nominally got 2 minutes. Some people managed to go over.
Yeah.
And you could say anything.
Right.
You know, you could yell at the mayor, you could praise the mayor, you could ask questions, and occasionally, if, you know, you struck the right chord, you would get directed to somebody who would take you off the side, take notes, and maybe address your problem.
Exactly.
Whereas in Emanuel's budget hearing, everybody had to fill out a card.
Mm-hmm.
Then they were selected for, you know, whether they were representative of what the administration thought should be asked. So they were essentially filtering.
Yes,
them,
they were.
Know?
They were filtered.
And in the
yes.
one I was at, if you weren't there to say, you know, what was on your card because you put your name on it, then they would toss it aside and say, let's go on to the next one.
Wow.
So here's my question for you then. It appears that under Mayor Daley, this process of public input was much more democratic.
Yes, it is.
Than under Mayor Emanuel. Isn't that an interesting thing?
That's an interesting point. Well, I would call it ironic, except that it's only ironic in that the rhetoric of Emanuel is one of transparency. Of course, he's no more interested in transparency than Mayor Daley was. He's interested in control and power. Even more than Daley, he's into controlling the media and controlling public demonstrations. I think he's an absolute master at the way he handles the media. The recent issue with the lengthening of the school day is a perfect illustration of that, where he had the mainstream media eating out of his hand and essentially reporting exactly what he wanted on the whole issue of making teachers work extra hours for virtually, well, effectively giving them a pay cut to work extra hours. So my hat, if I were wearing one, would be off to Mayor Emanuel for controlling the media. But this by no means should be mistaken for transparency. This is just propaganda. That's all it is.
Taking pages from his former boss's book, Barack Obama.
Yes, perhaps. That's correct. And you were right, I think, on that one. But that's a whole story for another time.
For another time. Well, Ben Jarofsky of the Chicago Reader, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, David.
This is Dave Gloetz. You've been you know what you've been listening to. If you want to hear more of my interviews with Ben Jarofsky, go to MrRadio.org or subscribe to our podcast. Thanks for listening.